used to take history for GCSE.
Okay.
I had quite a good history teacher. Actually, I really like that.
Better than your French teacher.
Much better than my French teacher. She was very nice. Can't remember her name. Sorry. Something like Miss Paoni or something like that. I can't remember. In fact, I had a little bit of a wacky relationship. I think I mentioned her before on this podcast.
Oh, okay.
Regular listeners, she might be, if I've already mentioned this, she's the one who I had like a battle with one time, who threw my bag out of the window, so I threw hers in the bin, or vice versa.
I haven't heard that before. That also sounds like a great story.
We had like a Mexican standoff, that like she wanted me to stop talking or like get out of the room or something like that. And then she grabbed my bag and was like, if you don't stop, I'm going to throw your bag out the window.
Logical escalation there, yeah.
So then, but like her bag was on her desk, so I quickly grabbed her. So I was like, if you don't stop, if you don't give me back my bag, I'm dropping your bag in the bin. And like we sort of like looked at each other like from like a spaghetti western or something.
Little tumbleweed came across.
Yeah. And then I can't remember who went first, but we both like dropped the bags.
As in you stopped, you didn't put it
in
the
bin? No.
Oh, no.
We both dropped the bags.
Oh, so
mine went out the window. Hers went in the bin. Yeah.
Was there anything breakable in your bag?
Oh, it was like ground floor. So.
Oh, right, okay.
It landed in like a rose.
Well, hers was worse then.
Yeah, hers was.
Hers going in the bin was pretty
like,
rank.
Old, like on Mungo cartons and like chewing gum and stuff. but we had sort of like a love hate relationship.
Okay, we got on. Yeah.
This story isn't really about her. This is just a context of history. We were studying the American West. The development of like the American West and the gold rush. And I think like I must have missed a day. I must have missed the day. Because like I come in one time and she's talking about like the battle of like Little Bighorn and General Custer and stuff like this, where like the where the Americans would like the cowboys I guess would fight the Indians.
Yeah.
Or the Native Americans. And she said like she said something like, and a crazy horse killed General Custer or someone.
Yeah.
And then crazy horse went and fought at another battle.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I looked around at everyone and they were just like and I was like, wait a minute, this doesn't sound right. And I said, what do you mean a crazy horse killed General Custer?
Oh,
and she was like,
I see where this is going.
Well, he was killed by a crazy horse. And I was like, what? And then this same crazy horse
just rampaging around.
Yeah, went to another battle and killed the same crazy horse. And she was like, yeah. And I'm looking around at everyone like, can you believe this? And
everyone's just looking at you like, yeah.
Everyone's like, yeah. And I was like, wait a minute. Wait. You're telling me that some crazy horse is just like riding around America, just defeating all these American generals? And they're like, yeah, what's your problem? It's like, what's your fucking problem? Like, in what universe is this a reality?
Crazy horse,
like,
this mad horse.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what? And it was just like, what is your problem with this? Like, have you gone crazy?
But did none of them start to twig what you were thinking?
No, not at all. Not until I said, what? So, like, he just, like, rolled up on his hind legs, going like, rawr! Just, like, trampling on these horses, on these generals. And then my teacher was like, are you an idiot? Like, what are you talking about? Like, it's the name of like a Native
person,
American. And
yeah.
I was like, oh.
That makes much more sense.
Then the penny dropped. But for like a good like 5 minutes of my life, I thought we lived in a world where
a horse,
where
a crazy horse,
a single crazy horse was just taking down the whole of the American army.
I wish that were the case. That would be a much, much better story.
Yeah, for a brief moment, I thought, this is amazing. I'm living in an world. Yeah, like, what? But then, yeah, come back to the crushing reality.